Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Dear friends in Christ, faith is to see God exactly where he has promised to be. Faith is to see God exactly where he has promised to be. And this is becoming an increasingly difficult thing to keep in mind because our culture and even our church culture catechizes us, teaches us to have our way with Jesus, which is something that's quite appealing to our sinful flesh. We're taught to find him in places that he hasn't actually promised to be, whether that's our feelings or the hairs that stand up on our neck when we hear an inspirational song, or the string of circumstances that are all strung together that certainly God must have been using. These are the places we're instructed to find God, even though he hasn't promised to show himself in any of them. But you see, faith is not to have our way with God, not to see him where we want to see him, but rather to see him where he has promised to be, and to trust that in those places, he is having his way with us. And so we're reminded this morning, once again, that the places where God has promised to locate himself, the places where he shows up to have his way with us, are quite mundane. Not exciting, not flashy, but humble, lowly, ordinary. I mean, on Christmas Eve, we heard about a lowly and humble birth, right? So lowly, in fact, that we have to be told, along with Joseph, precisely who this baby is and why he's born, because otherwise we wouldn't see it for ourselves. On Christmas Day, we certainly heard about an amazing and glorious sight as the heavenly host opens up the heavens and declare that Christ has been born. But remember, if it had not been for the angels, the shepherds would not have known who this baby was. If his birth had been grand, the angels wouldn't have had to announce it. And so this morning, we have a young couple with an infant son coming to do a very ordinary thing that pious Jews did by bringing their firstborn son to the temple 40 days after the birth to present him to the Lord. And this recalled God's mercy in the Passover when he saved the firstborn son by the lamb's blood that was shed and spread on the doorframes. The Lord this morning has come to his temple once again. Indeed, the Lamb of God, who takes away the sin of the world, is in his temple. And this lamb would not be sacrificed on an altar, but on a wooden cross. Quite an event happening in our reading this morning. And yet, by all human accounts, this couple coming to the temple, they're nothing grand, nothing worth paying attention to. I mean, all you have to notice is the animals they bring, two pigeons, an offering of the poor. I mean, the story so far, for anyone looking on, is completely ordinary, very mundane, quite humble. And yet, faith is to see God exactly where he has promised to be, even though our worldly faculties might be telling us everything to the contrary. And so there's this man named Simeon, right, who's been waiting for the consolation of Israel. That's salvation language. He's been waiting for God to decisively act, to come and work his mighty deed to save his people, just like he promised he would. And in that regard, Simeon was just like any other Jew, waiting for the Messiah. And yet Simeon had extra information, didn't he? Special revelation given to him by the Spirit that he wouldn't die, he wouldn't depart from this earth until he had seen the Lord's Christ. I mean, talk about true Advent preparation. Simeon knew what it was like to wait and to expect and to long for the arrival of Jesus. And while anyone else would have easily overlooked that poor trio that had come to the temple in submission to the law, Simeon has eyes of faith so that he sees God exactly where he has promised to be. In the frail infant flesh of Jesus. So what does he do? He takes the baby up in his arms. Simeon holds the one through whom all of creation was made, the one through whom all of creation would be saved, and he gives praise to God in those very familiar words that have become so comforting to us. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For my eyes have seen your salvation that you prepared in the presence of all peoples, a light for revelation to the Gentiles, outsiders, and glory for your people Israel. Words of salvation, not just for this group or that group, but for all of the world.
God's word to tell us what that event was all about, because if we didn't have life circumstances, regardless of your health, regardless of your bank account, regardless of your feelings, we all gather and we behold Christ. For he comes where he has promised to be. And he comes to forgive you and to give you peace. So you depart in that peace, according to his word. For your faith has seen Jesus. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit.